Welcome back to the Practically Spiritual Podcast. This is Jessica Palmer of Jessica Palmer Official. And my mission is to create collective change through conversation and remarkable transformational experiences. And this is my thought of the week. I find that most people are often asking themselves the wrong questions. So this is specifically a message for people that perhaps are feeling a little bit confused or overwhelmed and they're wanting more clarity in their life. Now, I find the questions that you ask yourself can change the game. So for example, so many people, and I see this time and time again, working with new and aspiring coaches, consultants, speakers, advocates. When we work together, sometimes what I can hear from them is they're really concerned about the how, about the processes. And, you know, another thing that I often do is I help people create their own coaching programs. And of course, there's more processes involved in actually creating programs and things like that. And people can get really caught up in their head. So here's the thing. What questions are you asking yourself on a regular basis? So people are often asking how. How can I achieve this? How can I achieve this? They're so obsessed and infatuated with the process. And I'll even hear people say, trust the process, which has become a little bit of a buzzword or a buzz phrase, I should say, in the personal growth, personal development industry. And yes, we need to trust the process. This is the art of surrender. But here's the thing about the process. You will actually effortlessly unlock the steps for the process by focusing more on asking yourself why or even what. So one, why are you wanting to be a coach? Why are you wanting to be a speaker? Why are you wanting to be an advocate? Why do you want to create this program? Why do you want to sell this product? People are attracted to energy. They don't want to know your process. They don't care about step one, step two, step three. They honestly do not care. So here's an example of a story, okay? We're going to change up the story and focus on a process versus actually sharing a why. And when we share the why, this brings so much emotion, and emotion is what people are so attracted to. So for example, I'm just going to make this story up. It is completely not true, just full transparency. But imagine, I'm going to share a story with you. I walked to the door. I took a couple of steps. Then I placed my hand on the door handle and I opened the door and someone was at the door, and the person at my door was a relative. That's a pretty boring story. Now, what if we focused on the why? Why do you want to share this story? Okay, so let's give a bit of context around this story. What if the reason why this person actually went to the door and they opened the door and why they're sharing the story is because it was so powerful, they didn't even know that it was possible for such a thing to happen. So for example, I walked to the door just like it was any other day. And as I got to the door, I opened it and I could not believe my eyes. The person standing in front of me that knocked on the door, that was waiting on my doorstep, was my brother that I hadn't seen for 20 years. So that's a lot more interesting. And why? Because there's a sense of emotion and almost curiosity that's applied to that story. And when you ask yourself why, It evokes emotion. It evokes curiosity. If you don't have emotion and curiosity in whatever it is that you're sharing or that you're wanting to achieve and do, it makes it a lot more difficult for you to achieve. It actually amplifies the amount of resistance to doing what's required and to actually discovering the process organically. So you can ask yourself, how do I create this? Or perhaps you could ask yourself a better question. Start asking yourself better questions. Write down a list of questions that you could ask yourself that would feel much better and be more effective. Write down a list and please share with them with me on Facebook or Instagram. But ask yourself, what process or what tools does my client need? What does my client need to know? What does my person need to know? Why am I sharing this? Why is this important? What results will this achieve? Start asking yourself better questions.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Practically Spiritual, the podcast. Be sure to make sure you are following this podcast on Instagram at practically_spiritual. And if you would like to follow me and also sound off, tell me what you thought of this episode. If you have any questions for the guests that we had or any comments or requests, let me know. I love connecting with you guys. So you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all the places using the handle at Jessica Palmer Official. Keep striving, keep thriving, and I'll catch you on the next episode.